thousands of boxcars crisscross the country each day with a variety of cargo. But these boxcars are truly special because of the cargo they hauled during the World Wars and because of the cargo that was inside when they were sent back to the United States. The intriguing story is today's edition of The American Countryside. During both World Wars, American troops in France were often transported in boxcars known as the 40 and 8, a title derived from the fact they could hold either 8 horses or 40 men. In 1954, the people of France wanted to recognize the efforts of the American troops who had come to their aid.
The French people, in gratitude for the doughboys and the GIs, World War I, World War II, sent a boxcar to every state in the Union.
Tony Gallagher is the local commander of the 40 and 8 in Sedalia, Missouri. He says that Missouri's boxcar was sent to Jefferson City.
And our illustrious state legislature was in session. They got the key and emptied the boxcar that people in Missouri never saw the items. There were children's dolls, there were perfumes, champagnes, leather goods, you just name it, dresses, unbelievable items.
The boxcar wound up in St. Louis, but was eventually moved to the state fairgrounds in Sedalia, where visitors can take a tour and learn its story. Depending on the state, some boxcars and their contents are able to be seen.
Iowa's example. They have their boxcar in Waterloo, but in Des Moines, you can go into the museum there, and every single item from their boxcar is on exhibit.
Each boxcar is estimated to have contained $15,000 worth of items. That was in the 1950s. It is believed there are only about 21 of the original boxcars still in the states to which they were given. The 40 and 8 is more than just a boxcar, though. It is an organization founded in 1920 by veterans returning from France. Today, membership is by invitation and composed of veterans and active duty members of the armed forces. Traveling the countryside in Sedalia, Missouri, I'm Andrew McCrae.